Anybody? Just cook out. Just kind of chill out a little bit. Okay. Sounds good. What? Rodeo. That'll be fun. All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful holiday. Today is the first Sunday of the month, and so kids are staying in with us. We love to have them get the experience of the whole church service from time to time. And today we are going to be talking about God. I know, that's a radical concept at church that you would talk about God. So we're going to do that. By the way, I'm Pastor Phil. I'll be your primary speaker this morning. Let's just talk about what is God like. Let me say this. God is not some mystical force. He's not just an advanced being somewhere out there in the universe. And he's not just a man with superpowers. Okay? God is the one supernatural being that transcends space and time. Everything else comes from him. He alone is God. He is living and active today, and I want you to know that you can know him. You can know God. Now, previously, a couple weeks ago, we talked about some of the names of God, which help us understand him better. And really, that's not unusual because we all have different names and different titles. I do, and they describe me. To Naomi, I'm a husband. To Michelle and Jacob, I'm a dad. To my parents, I'm a son, and so on. I'm a brother, a pastor, a teacher, a boss, a friend, and we all have various titles that describe us a little bit. Now, today, I want to look at some other qualities besides names and titles that describe who God is. And let's just jump right in. The first one is this: God is spirit. John 4:24 tells us that God is spirit. In other words, he does not have a body like we think of a body. Okay? And so he is not limited. He is spirit. And along with that, God is infinite. In 1 Kings 8:27, it says, "The heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you." God is infinite. He is above time and space. He is eternal, and he has no limits. Here's another one. God is omnipotent. Now, that's a fancy word that means he is all-powerful. Okay? Luke 1:37 says, "Nothing is impossible with God." Because God is all-powerful. He can do everything and anything that is consistent with his character and nature. I just want to pause here for a moment. God is all-powerful. So whatever situation you might be dealing with, it is not too hard for God to handle it. Doesn't matter what it is. God is all powerful, and he can handle your situation. God is also omnipresent. That means he's everywhere. In Psalm 139, verse 7, it says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?" And it's a rhetorical question, and the obvious answer is, you can't go anywhere to get away from God. He is everywhere. He is not limited by distance or space. He is everywhere. I know when Lisa was laid up in the hospital down in Southern California, she felt like she was a long ways away from home. But God is not limited by distance. God was right there with her because God is everywhere. Distance is not a factor for God. God is omniscient. That's another fancy word that means he knows everything. In 1 John 3:20, it says, "God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything." Everything. His knowledge is absolute, and it is perfect. There is nothing in your life that God does not know about. He knows. He knows. If you're going through a tough time, God knows it. If you're trying to be sneaky with some stuff, God knows it. He even knows the thoughts that are going through your mind because God is omniscient. He knows everything. And then God is holy. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3 says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." In 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 60, it says, "The Lord is God, and there is no other." God is holy. He is set apart. That is, he is different than anything else, and he is absolutely pure. God is holy. And then God is a Trinity. Now, this will always be a profound mystery. We will never fully understand it. However, the scriptures make it plain that God is a Trinity. God himself, God the Father, refers to himself with plural pronouns. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, Isaiah writes, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send and who will go for us?'" In one sentence, in one phrase, God says, "I and us," referring to himself. Plural. God is one and yet a Trinity all at the same time. Jesus is described as God. In Hebrews 1:8, it says, "About the Son," S-O-N, he says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever." Jesus is a part of the Trinity. Colossians 2:9 says, "In Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form." Jesus is a part of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is a part of the Trinity. He's equated with God. In Acts chapter 5, some of you may remember the story when Ananias brought an offering, but he lied about it. And Peter called him on the carpet for it, and he says, "You have lied to the Holy Spirit." And then he follows it up with this line. He says, "You have not lied to men, but to God." And so lying to the Holy Spirit and lying to God is the same thing. The Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity. God is a Trinity of persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are in absolute perfect harmony, consisting of one substance. They are co-eternal, co-equal, and co-powerful. If any one of the three were removed, there would be no God. God is a Trinity. Now, a further point of clarification is that God is not one person, the Father, with Jesus as a creation and the Holy Spirit as a force. That's not what we believe. Nor is the Trinity an office held by three separate gods. The scripture teaches the Lord our God is one. And our minds will never fully comprehend it. He's a Trinity and he's one all at the same time. That's who God is. Let me continue. God is righteous and just. 2 Timothy 4:8 says, "The Lord, the righteous judge." He is righteous. In other words, he never sins. He always does the right thing. And he is just. He is the judge of all creatures. Every one of us one day will stand before God and give an account for everything we've ever done, everything we've ever said. Because God is just, and he will judge. God is faithful. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, "The one who calls you is faithful." Now that's a quality that is hard to find in our modern society, faithfulness. Who can you really count on every single time without fail? Pretty hard to come by. But God is faithful. We can trust fully that he will always keep his word. If he said it, it's going to be. Absolutely. You can always count on God. And then God is merciful. Daniel 9:9. "The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him." Now, let's just get real honest here for a moment. How many in the room have ever rebelled against God? Have you ever sinned in any way? Okay, that's every one of us. And if you weren't raising your hand just then, you maybe need to deal with it right now. The scripture says we've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. Every one of us has. And yet God is merciful. Even though we have sinned against him, even though sometimes we've been outright nasty towards God, he is merciful towards us. That is amazing to me. Because human nature is, somebody mistreats me, I want to mistreat them back. Isn't that true? Isn't that the way we kind of naturally respond to things? But God does not do that. He responds with mercy, and he treats us better than we deserve. Better than we deserve. God is always merciful. And God is love. 1 John 4:8 says, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. That's who God is. Love is his essential nature, describes him the best of anything. Romans 8:38 says this, I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God is love, and he cares deeply about all of us, and he desires to have a personal relationship with you. God is love, and he loves you. No matter what you've done, just a minute ago we talked about the rebelling against God and sinning, and we've all been there, but God still loves us. In spite of that, he doesn't necessarily love everything we do, but he loves us, and he wants to have a personal relationship with each one of us. Think about this. We talked about God who is spirit, and God who is infinite, and God who is omnipotent and omnipresent and omniscient. This God wants to have a personal friendship with you. How profound is that? You can be friends with God. You can know God personally, not just like a concept that you read out of a book. Oh yeah, I know about this. I know a little bit about trebuchets because I've read it in a book, and I watched something on the History Channel. Okay? No, you can know God like you know your friends. God wants that kind of friendship with you because God is love. And God is good. I wondered if you'd do that. And all the time? Psalm 34, verse 8 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. And he is the source of all good. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. He always has your best interests in mind. Always. Because he's faithful, and he's merciful, and he's loving, and he is good. That's who God is. Now, some of you are familiar with the writing of Dr. S.M. Lockridge, titled, That's My King. Now, I'm not going to share the whole thing with you today, but I am going to read a few excerpts because it's so good. That's My King, about God. He's endurably strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful, and he's impartially merciful. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. His promise is sure. His light is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. He is indescribable. He is incomprehensible. He is irresistible. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He is Almighty God. And he goes on much more than that. That's just a little snippet of it. God is great, and God is awesome. And words cannot really describe him. You know, some of you may think, you know, we've spent two whole sermons talking about who God is, and I want to tell you, we've just barely scratched the surface. Because God is so far beyond our understanding. We just get little glimpses and pieces of who God really is and what God is really like. But I want to tell you that God is good and God is love, and you can know him. You can know him. And God reveals himself in all of creation. Psalm 148, verse 3 says, "Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars." And then a little bit later it says, "Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths." All of creation speaks about God and even sings the praises of God. And now I'm going to share my pulpit for the remainder here with Louis Giglio, speaking on these verses from Psalm 148.